So there's a pretty good chance you'll have heard me say a few times throughout the course up until now that people will not change in life until their desire to change becomes greater than their desire to remain the same. And this is very, very true. I didn't change in life until I was absolutely sick and tired of living in the way in which I was living. All right, I think I mentioned earlier on, didn't I, that I had this awakening one day, I think around about 29 or 30 years old, and the way in which I'd been living my life was just so completely self-consumed. I was such a selfish man back then. Didn't care about anyone else apart from myself and what I could get from other people. And it was really arriving at this place where I was just completely sick of myself. Change just became the practical next step. Change wasn't even not an option, if that makes sense. So what we've done throughout this section and the last up until now, we've had a few conversations with Karen. Karen, who is being a very, very good client for demonstration purposes, and I think I'd probably hazard a guess that some of the conversations we've had up until now have been a little bit raw. We've kind of gone to that deeper place. Karen has completely taken responsibility for that which is true for her, that it isn't low confidence to blame. So the reason why she hasn't got some of the outcomes that she's got and that she's wanted so far in life. Karen's ability to communicate well in a group setting or deliver, live public talks, it's got nothing to do with her confidence. It's got everything to do with her apathy and laziness. Oh my goodness. All right. What a thing to take responsibility for. But if you did answer those questions from a couple of videos back, or the last video, whenever that was, there's a pretty good chance you'll have identified some areas of your life that you could really benefit from taking responsibility for too. All right, none of us are there yet. We're all on this journey of personal growth, aren't we? We self-manage as we become more self-aware. When we become more self-aware of the part that we're playing in the demise of our own life, we then start adapting and adjusting and changing automatically. But we all need to start somewhere, don't we? So this process is something that I would generally guide a client through once their desire to change has in fact become greater than their desire to remain the same. Once they've taken responsibility for the real reasons why they don't have the outcomes in life that they want, this is more of a mental imagery exercise, all right? So even in the coaching context, what I would do is I would generally just sit next to my client and say, right, close your eyes. I want you just to kind of picture the kind of environment that you're going to be in, where you are performing and doing this thing that you want to do or being this person that you want to be. And then I'm going to ask them to accurately and vividly describe it. All right. I want them to really picture this person that they're being. All right. Now, this can be quite a kind of like a hypnotic trance-like exercise. All right. But mental imagery, an exercise such as this, makes change and the necessity for change a real tangible reality. All right, remember, a person without vision will stand at risk of going round and round in circles for a long, long time. So once a client has a grounded vision for who they're going to become or what they're going to go on to accomplish, then setting goals and taking care of the practicalities is just the next step. All right, so first things first, when I'm having a conversation with a client, we're getting them to look at their environment, where they're at, when, with whom they are, what's the external factors or constraints that are impacting them at this stage where they're being this person they want to be. Then we'll look at their behavior, what they're doing, what they're saying, their performance, their actions, the reactions that they might be getting from other people in the environment that they're in. And then we're getting them to hone in on their capabilities, i.e., how they are doing what they're doing, how well they're doing what they're doing, whether there's any areas that they can still work to improve, what knowledge they have, what skills they've already acquired, their competencies, how competent they are, or how competent they are becoming. And then we want to look up at their values and their beliefs, the reasons why they're doing this thing, the reason why they're committing to this course of action in their life, why this is important to them, how it's ticking their values, how it's meeting their needs, how it's perhaps meeting the needs of other people. And then we're looking at their identity, who they are being here for other people, and how well they are being received. Then from here, we're looking at what purpose living in this way is actually serving. What is the biggest picture? What impact, what difference are they making? Is living life in this way meaningful for them? All right, now, I appreciate you're not really gonna be able to fully grasp what I'm talking about. This is just me demonstrating, or pretty much discussing, the demonstration I'm about to take Karen through. So up until now, we've looked at the limiting beliefs, we've looked to, you know, explore Karen's thought patterns, we've used Socratic questions, we've used the questions to find limiting beliefs. And I'm hoping that by now we've really created or stirred something inside of Karen where she really is actively ready to start changing. So this exercise is all about helping Karen to establish a compelling vision for her future. Not just what she's going to go on to do, but also who she is going to go on to become. Because with a compelling vision for a person's, that, you know, once a person's got a compelling vision for their future, they're going to find it a lot easier to continue to make the changes that they need to make to get away from where they're at in the present state and closer towards where they want to be in this desired state, if that makes sense. All right, so I hope I've explained this well. There is a workbook that you can download in the additional materials section. And again, this is something else that you can build into your repertoire of life coaching resources. When you start having sessions such as this, your clients are realistically going to leave the time that they spend with you feeling extremely empowered. If you ask them for feedback after sessions such as this, they're going to say things like, "My goodness, I just feel like I have absolute clarity on who I want to be and the direction that I want to take my life in." And to be honest with you, that is the exact response that we're looking to get after the next demonstration that I do with Karen. So download the workbook, just familiarize yourself with the process. And it's not like I'm going to be working to a script in the next video, but rather I'm just going to be leading Karen through these six different levels of vision and interpersonal change.